All right, Dr. Gregory Poland of the Mayo Clinic. He's the head of the vaccine research group there and considered one of the world's top experts on combating infectious diseases. He joins us every Wednesday at this time. And, well, you see, Len and I are kind of jumped up today, Dr. Gregory. Can you just give us your bedside manner and calm us down so we can get along?
You know, I think you guys said it well when you said these are different times. And we are meant as a communal people to be around each other and to move around, to be out in the sunlight. These are difficult times. I mean, we're seeing problems with depression, anxiety. All of us are a bit more on edge. This is a difficult time, really difficult time.
So just, Dr. Gregory, before we get to the calls, and we have a lot of people who called in with questions about the coronavirus, I mean, how do you use your bedside manner and counsel people who are so anxious to just, you know, tamp it down a little bit and take a deep breath and just, you know, you'll be okay?
Yeah, I think you have to, first of all, acknowledge what the source of all of our anxiety and lost sleep and you know, we don't get to be with our relatives and friends in the way that we want to be. So you got to recognize that. And then you got to understand, well, okay, there's a reality around that. It's just going to be. How do I then adapt to that? What is my actual plan going to be to deal with that in a safe manner, in an effective manner, and in a way that helps, not harms my health?
Dr. Poland, we've set up a special hotline here at the studio. We call it the Dr. Poland Hotline. And let me just give out that number for our listeners again, 929-575-7929. 929-575-7929. And our listeners have been leaving messages, and we're going to play some of their questions for you off that hotline in just a moment. But just before we get to the calls, any updated timeline for us on the vaccine?
Not really. I remain about 90% confident that we could have a vaccine by the end of this year if we do an EUA. But one of the things that came up a week ago in the FDA meeting, which I attended virtually, is the idea of not using an EUA, but what's called expanded access. So this would probably decrease the number of people who would have immediate access to the vaccine, but increase the chance that we'll get better data and know more about its safety and efficacy and be able to complete the vaccine trials.
All right. So let's go to the phone lines here. Wally from Closter, New Jersey, he has a question for you, doctor.
This is Wally from Closter, New Jersey. I was wondering if you could ask the doctor, people smoking and exhaling smoke, does the virus go out with smoke? Is it in any way tied into people smoking? Because when you walk around with your masks, you can certainly smell cigarette smoke when people are smoking outdoors. Hopefully this question can get answered. Thanks very much.
Yeah, that's a great question. One I hadn't actually considered, and I don't think we have any on that, so we'll have to use, you know, sort of reasoning rather than actual data. So with that proviso, to the extent that the smoke is hot, my guess is that it wouldn't be transmitted. The virus would be killed. And to the extent that it's not, then, of course, the virus attaches to any sort of particle that it can in order to transmit via the respiratory route.
So good. We don't want a question.
We don't want to advocate smoking in any way, though, doctor.
No, absolutely not.
Right. Dr. Poland says to kill the virus, smoke a cigarette.
No,
smoke
Glenn,
a carton
Glenn,
a day.
Glenn.
All right, Tom. Tom left a question on the Dr. Poland hotline. Had to deal with steroids.
Good morning, doctor. This is Tom in Greenwich, and I have a question. Now, recent weeks, I've heard a lot about doctors have discovered that steroids might be helpful in curing people with COVID. Could you kindly confirm and explain that? Thank you very much.
Yeah, this is good. This is a listener who's keeping up with the news about it. Steroids, in particular dexamethasone, have been shown not to cure the virus, but to decrease the mortality or death rate from the virus. And the basic underlying reason for that is its ability to suppress inflammation. And inflammation is one of the drivers of the death rate in coronavirus. So again, its action is to suppress that that immune response and inflammatory response, not to cure the disease per se.
All right, Dr. Gregory Poland of the Mayo Clinic, stick around. We're doing a double-headed segment here with you because we have so many listeners who want to hear your thoughts on how we're battling the coronavirus. So Dr. Gregory will be here when we come back next, taking your calls, 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. Your calls for the great Dr. Gregory Poland.
Live from the Voice of New York,
it's Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning
on 710 WOR.
And we're out with Dr. Gregory Poland, one of our favorites from the Mayo Clinic. We have a Dr. Poland hotline where people have left a whole bunch of questions. That hotline number is 929-575-7929. That's 929-575-7929. Before we get to the next question, Michael, you know, Dr. Poland asked us both to write articles for him about our dealing with COVID-19, being radio hosts, and we sent him those articles for the journal he puts out, and he said the articles were great, perfect, no revisions needed, right, Doc?
Yeah, I don't think it was quite that way, but, you know, they are great. They actually are great. I'm going to send them back to you guys with a couple of ideas. But we're going to publish them. And we like the perspective articles because they do help vaccine scientists, you know, all of us that are locked up in labs, to kind of know from every walk of life, what has this done to people's lives? And it in part serves as a motivation for, you know, this is 9 months of 14, 16-hour days. And I think it helps people to keep that perspective. So thank you for doing it.
Well, I just have to ask you, Dr. Gregory, I mean, if you pick up Vanity Fair this month, you'll see a 5-page spread of an article that I wrote, and they did not send it back to me for revisions, okay?
Yeah, you know, not all publications are the same quality.
Whoa.
Well, you got a smackdown.
I will tell you, Doc, you can send the articles back as many times as you want, but Riedel and I have decided you got one shot. We wrote
that's it.
With
done.
What you're paying us, that's it, Doc. So you can send them out, but it's like voting by mail. You don't know what's going to happen. All right, let's go to Ellen has a question about kids and the vaccine.
Hi, I'm Ellen Metz from East Brunswick, New Jersey, and my question involves vaccines for children. Are there specific vaccines being developed for children? And if so, can you give us the status of them and if there are any side effects that have been discovered as of yet? Thank you.
Yeah, good question, and this is a pretty easy one. No children have been tested at all in the U.S. with any of its front-runner vaccines. So we don't know anything about how children might react to the vaccines. There are plans now to enroll children down to age 12 years, but that hasn't happened yet, so no data yet.
All right, good question from Don in Bell Harbor.
Hello, doctor. This is Don from Bell Harbor, New York. The other day, I heard that the CDC new report came out, and they said that 85% of the people tested of the coronavirus all wore masks. So I'm wondering, you know, is really the mask the idea, or is it more coming in from the eyes? And would it be better to have a face shield instead of the mask? Because 85%, that's a lot.
Yeah, I think that statistic may have gotten kind of turned around. It's not the case that 85% of people who wear masks have gotten COVID anyway. But the underlying premise to your question is a good one because it gives us a chance to talk about masks and face shields. So the safest thing to do if you could only choose one would be a mask. The safest thing would be to wear a mask and a face shield. That's what we wear when we're seeing patients because, of course, we don't know who's infected and who isn't. So, again, a proper mask worn properly is your best defense. If you want to add a face shield to that, that's great. You are adding benefit because you can introduce the virus through the eyes.
All right, Dr. Gregory Poland, I think this is terrific. We have a lot more, but we don't have time for them here. We'll get to some of them next week. And again, if listeners want to leave a question for you on our Dr. Poland hotline, that phone number is 929-575-7929, 929-575-7929. And as far as sending back Michael and my articles to us for revisions, you know, save the postage, Doc, okay?
Sending them to Natalie. She takes care of everything on the show.
There you go. There you go. Well, stay positive, but test negative.
There you go. Yeah. I like that phrase.
I like that. That's good.
Berman, maybe we'll send him a T-shirt. Berman Riedel 2020. Stay positive, test negative. There you go.
That's the best slogan we've heard. That's it. You win. You win a T-shirt, Dr. Gregory.
It's more than we're getting for that article we wrote. All right, Doc. Talk to you next week, pal.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.